The other Ford conversion, BAICO, B-A-I-C-O, British American Import Company. That's what they were letters were for.
Yeah.
The unit was a frame put over the Ford frame up as far as the gearbox. The Ford back axle had two sprockets on where the hubs were chains. Took power. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a picture of it somewhere. The chains took power to the rear wheels and the whole made a long chain drive lorry with artillery wheels on solid tyres with two big springs each side. This conversion made a long Ford lorry. We made several trucks. The cabs were not easy to make, so a two-seater body was a good idea. You've got a two-seater, a Ford yeah. two-seater, chop the back off where the yeah. dicky seat would be.
Yeah.
A two-seater body was a good idea. Pickup truck on the Ford chassis were then made by the Food Production Department. That was a Dig for Victory government stunt they had.
Yeah.
And it was, that was a cab with a little truck on the back, just like a pickup.
I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah.
Made a good cab for a BAICO lorry. We had an order to make two mail vans for a man at Norwich who had Royal Mail contract at Norwich Post Office. He hired the BAICO truck from us while we made the van body. Well, now listen to this. 1918, trip to Manchester to fetch, mind you, this was all done on permits.
On with you,
and,
yeah.
And we were on petrol rationing at the time.
Well, how did you do then?
Well, you listen. Trip to Manchester to fetch two vans. Left Ely Wednesday by the 12:30 p.m. train to Manchester. Father and I and two chaps from Norwich. One was a young lad who just started to drive, and the other one was a silver badge chap who'd been in the services and he was discharged.
Yeah.
He'd done his bit of the war. Collected the vehicles at Ford's Thursday, got to Matlock that night. There were four to pick up. There were two vans and two of these pickups had to have coupons for petrol. Roads were very frosty. We came via the Great North Road and across the Lynn. We come across the A17, as it would be, and the three vehicles went to Norwich. I brought the pickup I was driving to Ely. Father drove the other pickup and the other fellas had a van each.
Yeah.
I brought the pickup to Ely to have the BAICO attachment fitted and the Royal van and the van fitted in our workshop, which was fitted, and I took to Norwich the next Saturday. We then made a body for the other pickup, which went to Norwich. And our BAICO truck came back to Ely. And of course we got a BAICO attachment put on it. I was nearing my 18th birthday, not wanting to be called up. I, with another Ely boy, Reg Lake, went to Cambridge to inquire about joining the Royal Air Force, which was formed April 1918 by the Royal Flying Corps, joining forces with the Royal Naval Air Service. Recruiting office at Cambridge gave us rail passes to go to London. We left Ely Friday, June the 7th, went to Upper Brook Street, West Windsor. Friday, Saturday and Sunday were spent waiting and interviewing. Stayed at the Buckingham Palace Hotel, run by the Church Army. I went to the Central Hall on Sunday night, heard the Reverend Dinsdale Young. On Monday afternoon, about 300 of us marched to Waterloo Station. Remarks were passed by passers-by. Where did they find you? They mean some of the older men, not so much us youngsters. The train took us to Blandford via Salisbury, London South West, from Templecombe by Somerset and Dorset Joint Railway. Nicknamed Slow and Doubtful Joyride. We arrived at Blandford, were marched up to camp, put in a receiving station, dished out with two blankets, put 10 in a bell tent. Next morning we were given our number, 194222 RAF, uniform which was infantry khaki, putties, kit bag, irons, two suits. We packed their civvies up and sent them home. On the Saturday, some of us were marched to Blandford Station in train for Reading to the Rigging School of Technical Training at Coley Park Factory, Cedar Rivers Factory. The course was like going back to school. We lived in tents, sleeping on hard boards. We valley at 6 a.m. Square bashing 6:30 till 8, breakfast at 8, lectures 9 to 1, dinner 1, lectures 2 to 5, tea 5:30, master camp at 6, the rest of the day was our own. Till lights at 10 a.m. After 8 weeks, some of us were sent to Stonehenge on Salisbury Plain to work on Handy Pages machines. We learnt about wire splicing and churn of aircraft. In 2 weeks at Stonehenge, we were sent to Blandford. This time, we were put in overseas section. On August 28th, we were sent home on 6 day draft leave, the only leave I ever had, September 2, back at Blandford, doing fatigues and odd jobs for 3 weeks until Sunday, September 22, at 9:30 p.m., names called out for a draft.